The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Is that a granddad sweater? It's because of the colors?
It definitely looks like...
It looked like Costco. It's like he got it at Costco.
No, I ain't mad at the Costco, but it's, you know, it's out of his age range. I mean...
That shit is nice, though. I like it.
Man, I like it too.
Hey, French, I don't give a fuck if they shitting on your fashion, my nigga. That bitch is all right. Now, your boy Schmoover rock that shit.
Are you showing off the features?
Yeah.
How you going to show off the features and not that little extra duty pocket that it got?
No, nigga, that shit tight.
What is that for? Is that where you put your hand when you...
Your pistol.
It's where you got to put the gun.
I thought that was like when you say the Pledge of Allegiance.
So, I guess...
Oh, he got it at his graduation ceremony.
Did he?
No, when, you know, like
graduation
a citizen.
For what?
Citizenship.
That's what they gave him.
You got to go to a class for that, right?
Made I was born that. A citizen.
No, you weren't. Yeah. No, you were not.
Yeah.
You were born in Haiti. A Haitian citizen.
No, I was born American citizen because by the time I was born, my dad was already an American citizen.
No, nigga, that's not how this shit works. Let's talk to Trump.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Somebody called Trump, nigga.
Yeah, that was before Trump. Yeah, because by the time I was born.
There ain't no way Trump is letting that shit go down. What are you saying now? You were born a citizen because your dad was a citizen?
By the time I was born, he was already an American citizen.
Say it again.
So I'm automatically makes you a citizen.
So if I have a kid that's born somewhere else, they're a citizen already?
Yes.
Yes.
That is true.
But I'm American originally.
Right.
I'm original.
That's why I don't understand if it really works that way. They probably tell the new citizens that, like, yeah, if you have a kid. But when it comes down to brass tacks, they're like, yeah.
So even though you were born in Haiti, you an American citizen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up. He just went over like, bitches go get their asses done in DR. He say, it's cheaper to have a baby in Haiti, goddamn. We'll go over there and have a kid. Come the fuck back.
We can say the same thing. Yeah.
That's it.
The risk factor.
I see I'm rubbing off on you. You got your little sweat. I'm rocking bracelets. You about to start rocking your little sweaters and shit. That's all right, French. That motherfucker's sweet, though. If it was my size, I'd rock it, though.
Too bad you would never be that small.
What size is that?
You let him sneak that in on you, huh?
What size is that?
If it was his size?
Nah, when he said he was rubbing off on you.
No.
French,
it's the other way around.
What?
I already called it.
Oh, you see that bracelet?
Since
though?
He started with the bracelets. I know. That shit I inspired
nice,
you.
Though. That shit is nice, though. Ain't that shit nice, J-Man? That shit is all right, nigga. That bracelet is fucking
so
fine.
You went out and it's bought that, nice. Or like your daughter gave it to you?
No, nigga. I have people make shit for me. I don't buy shit.
So you
at
went,
least bracelets. So- if it ain't at Marshall's or TJ Maxx, my nigga. They on sale.
I hate when you start lying. Like, we ain't even 5 minutes in the show, nigga.
I didn't buy this.
Nobody made that for you.
Somebody did make this shit for me.
Let me see.
It's not that nice. I don't know what, I mean.
That shit is fine.
I had to look at it. That's why I had to take a closer look before I started to really.
Somebody make all them goddamn braces French got on.
Of course someone do.
I mean,
knowing you know.
It has to be made.
So it's nice though, right?
I got a bunch of
them.
I think it's pretty mediocre.
Yeah, you're such a fucking hater.
It's
you're a fucking hater. J-Man, it's pretty nice, though. Would you
this
agree?
This must be somebody he's having sex with.
But no.
I have had sex with her. And so she had somebody make it for me. You know what I'm saying?
She went and bought it for you. No, but nope.
Well, right, she purchased it.
That is
from somebody.
Not a good bracelet. That's an okay bracelet.
These bracelets, somebody actually made them in front of me.
French, my girl, my you daughter. Know? My what daughter get the rubber band set and she make them shits.
But these you can just go buy.
Yeah, them shit.
Well, I mean,
bullshit.
But somebody made them somewhere, right?
A factory.
Or a
yeah.
machine, you think?
Yeah, some shit like that.
So you're saying Smooth is a machine that made that?
I'm assuming so.
No.
I could be wrong, but I'm assuming.
This is handcraft.
But okay. It's not.
Can I tell you, before next episode, when you scream premium, you're going to have to back up because my ears ain't going to be able to take that. You up on that motherfucker like that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, though, nah, the fact that the beads are symmetrical.
Oh, I didn't see the side, the vents he got on the side, like the little stripe, the little racing stripe on the side of his sweatshirt.
It's a parachute. Remember the parachute pants where you zip it and they just come out poof, a little extra? You got,
what?
You got a little extra space. Did the side zip up too?
He's regretting wearing that shit. I can look at his face now.
Like, that's the young part of it.
Because see, normally we don't fuck with him like this. It's usually just Smooth. And Smooth said he likes it tonight.
That's the young part of his sweater, though. That's the show that he is young because that's like dry fit.
Be honest.
It's like young technology.
I got your fucking dog hair all over me, my nigga. Your dog shed?
No.
Duh.
Nigga,
that's you.
No, nigga, that came from your dog. Because I hugged that motherfucker. Nigga, that came from that nigga dog.
This nigga,
I'm like, I don't do dog hair.
He's trying to look skinny, so he wore black tonight and got dog hair on his shirt.
I'm like, this some bullshit.
I don't do
dog
hair.
I'm not hugging that motherfucking dog no more. I'm not.
You still don't look skinny, man.
I do, man. I'm telling you, as I go back and look at these videos and shit, the shit putting like 30 pounds on me, man. It's making me look like I should be on my 600-pound life. But listeners, I'm actually smaller than the lens. You know what I'm saying? I'm really sexy as fucking person, though. I'm for real, though.
Funny thing is, you didn't even let me introduce you.
You ain't have to, nigga. The listeners, they looking at me. Nigga, this face right here.
Who are you, though?
Smooth is in the motherfucking building. Hell yeah. Hey, shout out to all the smoothies out there. I love y'all in Smoothie Land. Smoothie Land.
You got no smoothies.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yo, guys, I don't know if I can get back to work, man.
Do you want to go back to work? That's the real question.
Why would you want to go back?
No, seriously. Are you seriously want to go back to fucking China?
He got that bitch with that Tyson tattoo on her face. So he got to get back over there too.
This is the two reasons why I want to go back home.
Because home?
Yeah, I mean, I live there. I got a house there. So check this out. I got
home.
I got two reasons.
What do you mean you own a house there?
You can't own property over there.
How they got you like that, nigga? You can't even own the shit you live in.
Yeah, that's just the way
your
they do
toilet
it over
is
there.
In your bathtub. Nigga, what are you talking about?
We seen pictures, nigga.
What are you talking about?
That's not like that's not.
You take a shit and don't even get out of the shower, nigga. You just turn the water on. Hey, and you shit in your face.
The shit is effective, but
no, it's not.
The toilet is in the shower.
Yes. Yeah, it's like one. How can I explain it?
So
it's
you
like,
can't.
When you walk in, right? The water hose for your shower is like at the ceiling or on top.
Yeah.
And then your toilet bowl is right there, and then you can have the sink behind you, and that's the bathroom.
You know how many times I get in the shower and I have to shit? I'm almost done. I had to get out the shower, dry off, shit.
Yeah.
Get back in the shower and clean. So I can shit while I'm in the shower. Just nigga, you can, just drop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tissue you wet. Just
well, yeah, you should move those things, but yeah, but it's a fast. It keeps your bathroom clean. That's one thing I like about it. Like my bathroom stay clean because after every shower I have to clean it. So
I like. What do you mean move those things? How do you just move a toilet, nigga?
No, I was talking about the tissue. Because you said the tissue's getting wet and shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
You can move those.
Yeah, that shit is. That's what I need to have built in my career.
The problem is the thing I hate is the public bathrooms.
French.
Is it a hole in the ground?
It's just a hole in the ground, bro.
French.
You gotta squat.
So like a porta potty just and no, you can't flush it.
It's a hole.
I know
in
that's
the ground.
What I'm saying.
In the ground.
So shit just stacking up.
Do no, you can flush dirt? It. You can flush it.
Your knees, nigga, you couldn't take a shit on that thing.
Yeah, you gotta squat. You gotta really squat.
You gotta just lift one leg up and hope it get in the hole.
Yeah.
So he's fucking it up. You go in after Jay Smooth and shit doo doo all on just
Yeah, you probably.
Because my shit, I don't drink a lot as much water. So it's just a straight shot, my nigga, just like compressed, like a little, like it's crazy, motherfucker, like a granola, nigga, like
hey, Reggie.
Okay,
you really want to go back though?
I mean, it's just for the sake of the money,
nigga. You called it home.
Wait a minute, time out though.
That's what immigrants do. Any place is fucking home for these niggas. They set up shop anywhere.
Exactly. I'm setting up shop over there, so that's why I want to go back.
Check this
to
out,
finish though. Setting up shop, but I mean, it's really just for the financial reasons. But that's it.
I mean, fuck what's really going on, right? Like, fuck the fact that there's this fucking massive outbreak.
See, that's what I wanted to talk about. You weren't here yet, Jimmy Mac. This nigga walks in, right? And so, Smooth says, so, did you have to get checked or anything? He's like, oh, yeah. They made me get checked, right? He's like, I went and got checked. So, then, you know, I guess Smooth is learning from me. He said, okay, first question isn't enough. Sometimes you got to ask more questions, and then the answers start getting weaker and weaker, right? So, he's like, where'd you go? Did I ask him or did you?
We kept asking because he gave that bullshit.
It wasn't Smooth. It was me. I forgot.
No, it was me.
He asked me. He was like, "Where'd you go?" And I was like, "My regular doctor."
No, but you shook your head. No, I know body language, man. I watched the CIA do.
Shook my head. Like, who? Where else could I go?
That's why
I shook my head.
No, you shook your head like I didn't go.
Nigga, where else you think I could go?
You shook your head like I went to my doctor.
Nah. I was like, where else you think I could go?
So J Mac, he thought after the first one was gonna be good, like this nigga right here, and it was bullshit.
It was.
And I'm like, nigga, if you went to the doctor, J Mac, if you went to the doctor last week, right, because you just came back, you know what the fuck these niggas just did, because it's so new. This nigga was like, it was just a regular checkup.
Yeah.
Almost like when you asked that nigga about the Instagram shit, he thought you were gonna stop at the Instagram model there, but you kept asking the next leading question. You realized it was bullshit.
We've already gone over how that works. So look, he said,
nigga, hold on, don't do me like that.
No, we need to do you like that. We need to keep going.
You're just saying words that have already been said, so it's no point in saying. Sam again. So what the problem here is that he told me and Smooth that he got an email from Homeland Security.
Not Homeland Security. I never said Homeland Security.
I never said that.
Say that nigga need to report in.
Tell that nigga he needed to report to the headquarters. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Come on. Fuck it.
Don't touch that nigga phone. You about to break out.
It's too late, nigga.
How many days you been home? 14?
Yeah, about that.
Oh, these niggas smoke blunt together. Go like this
with your eyes. Okay. His eyes look okay, I guess.
You be looking at a motherfucker like, what's that movie where the zombie shit where he was looking to see if that motherfucker gonna turn or not?
World War Z?
Yeah.
I said that last week. So
you
we
know
can't
why
say that
I had to get a checkup? What's the date on that email, Jamie Mack?
January 15th.
I landed on the 17th. So when I landed and I had to go to customs.
Here's your lies.
Listen.
Huh. You just told us you got the email the day after. The outbreak started
okay,
the day
can
after.
Can I show you another email? If I have to,
hey,
I can
look,
do that.
Here's a problem. Here's a problem, Mac.
Another one, the day I landed. Boom.
But you said the day after you
and
landed.
And I can show you another one again. That's what I'm saying.
So why were you so hard-headed? Why wouldn't you want to get checked if you knew you had to go in there?
So you thought they wanted to check you for STD?
No. Like, I knew what was going on.
But you were just avoiding the shit?
I never said I'm...
Then why did they send you three emails?
Because they just send it because I'm under the system. So they just keep sending it.
So you answered it and they still sent you another one?
I didn't reply.
Did you go?
Yeah, I had to go. Even when I landed, when I went to customs, the dude at customs told me, you got to make sure you go to the hospital.
What day did you go?
I went like 2 days after.
Did he swab your mouth and shit and make sure that you weren't bringing...
What's your doctor's name?
I don't know. It's a dude.
You don't know your doctor's name?
I really don't.
White?
Doctor, he's a black dude. He's a black dude. He's an African dude.
Dr. B? He has
an African name. That's why
you got an initial for him, right? Dr. Yeah, Z? Yeah. Dr.
He
something?
An African name.
Come on, man. You don't know your doctor's name. Where's your doctor located?
Kenistone. By Kenistone Hospital. Not the hospital, but the clinics by it.
Where was that?
So how long did they have you in
there? It sounds like he's saying Stone. Right.
Did they quarantine you at all?
No. They checked my temperature, blood test, urine test, and...
They didn't take your retina.
You're going to have to go to J. Jude.
I mean, he did
scrolled.
That thing on the eye.
What
that's
thing?
What
thing?
He took a flashlight and said, open your eyes. And then he did the thing with the... He just did a regular physical.
Did he make you eat something and swallow it?
Did he check your rectum?
I mean, he made me bend down and take a peep. But he didn't put anything.
You had to do
what? You say?
Take a peep?
A peep.
You was peeking at that nigga penis.
That's it?
So, okay.
Why you got to take a peek at your booty hole?
So, I don't know.
We all know body.
You didn't ask?
And he's sitting there.
Did you have to cough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to cough.
Oh, he thought you was a smuggler.
Too. So look.
Oh, he thought
you
was a mule.
Not when I bent down, but like he...
When he grabbed your nuts?
He grabbed your nuts.
Yeah, he hold it and then he may say cough once and then he say cough twice and then he let it go.
Yeah, man, then he got his finger in his ass and sent him cough. Like, nigga, you do the wrong exercise, nigga.
Was he trying out for a sports team? What was he checking you for a hernia?
He just did. I just did it. I said, let me just do a whole physical.
Just like, hey.
He's like, hey, lay down and get naked. Nothing on but the gown. Trust me, it's the physical.
Hey, can you cut my balls too while you're down there since I'm here?
Yeah, I just did the whole physical.
Close your eyes. Just don't look back.
I even got tested for STDs and all that. I just did the whole thing.
I don't know about this one, man.
I told you he's lying.
No. Because he's doing the sports physical thing, which I know he's had before. That's why
he's trying to come up with anything he possibly can that's why they do in a doctor's office.
That's why he's really talking about, they cuffed him and shit.
I did the whole physical. I just said, hey, I told him where I was at, and then I said, let me just do a whole physical. He said, okay.
And so
I'm suing your American dad.
I was good.
What was the result?
I was good.
What does that mean? I was good.
How you so get the results back that fast?
Yeah. Everything was good. Blood pressure, all that. No STDs. I don't have the virus. There was no sign of the virus in my system. None of that. I didn't have a high temperature when they checked my temperature. So I'm good.
Maybe it was the weed when you came back got you just back. Straight, flushed all that shit out.
Oh, you had them check for STDs too?
Yeah, I said I did a whole physical. I just did the whole thing.
But I thought you were wearing condoms.
Still. I be eating pussy.
You eat Chinese pussy?
Nah, I couldn't do those ones.
Wow. So,
what?
Bro, what are we talking
just
about here, man?
He ate the African bitch out, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He ate the African bitch, yeah.
Too much hair. It's just too much.
Nigga, park that motherfucker. Reason. Nigga, get that bitch French braids.
You don't know what Chinese pussy tastes like?
I tried it. I just didn't stay down there.
Did you or didn't you eat the pussy? My nigga, stop lying.
It tastes like fried rice, nigga. Tell him it tastes like fried rice.
I just didn't stay down there. You went there for a couple licks and you was like, huh? I'm just gonna continue.
Look,
that's all I'm saying.
Look, stop right
I'm
now.
I'm not lying. Look, I'm just keeping it a real.
Minute 13.
Yeah.
No more lies today.
I'm not lying.
You just said you did. Now you say you did. You said you were homeland security.
There's a difference. I never said homeland security. You heard me wrong. And then there's a difference between eating pussy and just testing it out. They just sit there and eat her pussy.
But we were talking about getting an STD. If you put your mouth on the Chinese pussy, you get a Chinese virus.
You could.
So this is what I was saying, though. When that another one of those cues, when he say, you, he ain't saying he ate it. He's like, you, he, when he was describing what he did, he was saying you, not him. And that's why he, it doesn't, you don't have an association with what you were actually saying you did.
His body language is off to me. That's
off, off the chain, man. I don't
he said no when he was trying to say something he did.
And he's saying you.
I was shaking my head because you asked me like, you put in like, where else could I go?
It's involuntary. That's what body language is. It's involuntary. You don't even realize you're doing it, man.
French. I was just shaking my head at your question.
No, I believe you. On this side of the table, my nigga, the partisanship, I don't believe them. I believe you, dog. I'm on your fucking side, nigga. We, the left side, we good. I believe you. I believe you taste the bitch pussy. If it's just a nigga two licks.
Why do you say no then?
Because I didn't really sit there and eat her out. So when you confused. When you say eat her out, I'm like, nah, I didn't really do that. I just licked it.
Because this nigga, you know, it, for Haitian term, nigga, eat out means that you down there like a meal.
Yeah.
This nigga say, this sampling, nigga, this was it was a sample, right, French? Like two, three licks, sample shit. You
Chinese food with the toothpick, you know?
Yeah.
At the mall.
It's okay.
You didn't eat there. You just tasted a few chickens. Yeah, that's what I did with the Chinese pussy. But the African and the Russian chick?
Did she smell at all?
Nah, it's just too much hair, and it was just
How much?
A lot. It was like, a lot.
Like, I mean, like, how much?
Like, I had to
part that shit? Nigga, that's cool. Nigga. Just lay it back.
Yes, they don't shave down that at all.
Was it nappy?
So it's everywhere? Like,
it's
like
everywhere, too. It's not like in just one specific area, like at the top.
Was she nappy? Or was it?
It was like a curl. It was just everywhere.
So you can lay the shit down, nigga, just.
It was too much.
That motherfucker like a peach, nigga. A peach got a little fur on it, nigga. So you still eat that shit. So just part that shit. It's okay. When you go back, have a different mentality. But just don't eat so quick because of the virus.
I'm going to go ahead. I can't speak for the whole show. If you go back, you can't come back.
Why you say that?
I mean, honestly, if you go back to you're asking for it.
What do you? I mean, that was what I was trying to get to, but we got stuck on fucking
you're
Chinese
pretty much
pussy.
Asking for it.
You act like you're not scared. I mean, I know you Haitian, and your fucking immune system is probably strong as fuck,
mm-hmm. as hell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're probably born under the year of the rat, so you can survive anything.
Yeah.
But to go back to where the fucking outbreak is going on, and you've been told that what's being advertised ain't really what's real. It's worse than what's being advertised.
You know what's stupid? It's probably tennis shoes or something. Like, that's what he's got over there. I bet he doesn't have a lot of shit over there.
You don't want to go back for hairy Chinese pussy. What are you? I mean,
what are you going back for?
For real, bro.
The money?
You didn't leave your beads, nigga.
There's money here, my nigga. Money's everywhere.
He's like, I leave my beads.
I would not go back to a realm where there's fucking this plague and motherfuckers are dying and there's no fucking answer and people don't know why. Just because.
This is what it was, right? French has finally found a country where he feel like he's somebody. And he can he can be anybody. See, the motherfuckers don't really watch the U.S. shit over here. This nigga is a sports fucking legend. This nigga is the Dennis Rodman of today over there in China.
I already know
what
I'm
saying? The nigga taller than all the fucking Chinese kids and everybody. Like, this nigga's the shit.
This nigga plays center every day.
that nigga wake up and coming to
the gym. Well, I mean, them niggas are tall. This is where the tall Chinese are.
This nigga coming to the gym, they be like, Frenchzilla! Frenchzilla!
Pussy's just starting to come for this nigga, just like the yin yang.
That's not the good kind, man. When it's hairy like that, don't know. You hit that twice.
Ain't nothing wrong with hairy pussy.
Nigga, nothing's wrong with it, it's just so much. Am I just that loud on the mic?
This is what you can do. When you go back over there, I'm going to tell you something. They got now in the stores, right? They got some of the Nair shit that looks like, it looks like deodorant, right?
I wouldn't put Nair over there.
Look, it looks like deodorant.
And you'll go to jail for whatever he's telling you about to do, you'll go to jail for it.
Tell her, try this shit. It comes in a tube, right? Like deodorant. And you can just tell her, rub the shit on there. Let it sit. Don't even do the whole 10 minutes. Let the shit, just get a little bit of it out the way so you can see it.
That's a recycled joke, right?
No, it's not. But I'm telling you, nigga, I'm trying to help you get your shit, nigga.
I got the notes. Thank you.
Come on.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm not necessarily scared.
Oh, okay.
You been everywhere, nigga. That nigga lung is wrapped in leather.
First of all, where the breakout started, where I'm at, I'm 7,000 miles away.
Nigga,
that's one thing. Okay,
how many miles away am I?
Time out. Very far.
I'm scared.
Time out. That's just the first thought, right? First thought. Second of all, this is not the first time we've seen things like that. We had that during the Olympics when the Zika virus came out in Rio. The whole Olympic committee was over there. Nobody got Zika, but yeah, there was Zika. Ebola, like, same thing. West Nile virus, fucking swine flu. We had those type of shit all the time.
Not like this shit, nigga.
China got a billion people.
Not like these motherfuckers is falling. Like the video behind the show.
A billion people, they don't do Western medicine. They really just drink tea. That's their medicine. So you're dealing with a whole group of people with different immune systems.
You are super loud. I don't know why.
Maybe the volume in this mic is up.
Ever since that nigga started taking vitamins to make his voice deep.
But the whole point is, you seem like you're making my point.
No, I'm just saying
these are reasons why that shit is going to spread. These motherfuckers don't use modern medicine. You're going to go over there. You're banking on that because you're saying there's a billion people. That means there's a fucking lot of people around each other. That's how shit gets spread so fast. Then you go ahead and follow that shit up with these niggas don't even got doctors and these niggas drink tea for medicine. Nigga,
no, I'm saying that point to show you the difference between this one versus when we had West Nile, swine flu, all the others. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
They wasn't drinking tea then? What are you talking about?
I'm saying when West Nile happened or swine flu happened.
How old were you when all this happened?
I was, swine flu was teenage, high school.
So you don't really remember it?
High school was like 6 years ago for me. What you mean?
But you weren't old enough to care about stuff like global stuff.
But because we were in high school and we were in the school, we had to go get the vaccine for swine flu or else we couldn't not go back to school. So yeah, I remember when we had to do all that shit. Yeah.
So you taking the coronavirus vaccine?
So this is the thing. Who's making the coronavirus vaccine? The Chinese. And who's going to disturb it all around the world? So my thing is...
Who's going to do what to it? Huh?
Who's going
to
distribute it all around the world? The Chinese. So my thing is, because I'm all about conspiracy theory, because I don't even understand how this virus came out of nowhere and started killing motherfuckers, because if you look at every Lysol bottle, or if you look at even probably Clorox bottles... In the back of it, it says it kills coronavirus. So it's not some new shit. Right. It's been there.
No, it has.
It's been there.
I know, but did he watch the same video we watched? Is that why he's doing this?
Maybe.
No, because my mom showed it to me.
Okay.
Is it a Jamaican dude?
Yeah.
My mom showed me the Lysol bottle and she said, hey, look at this.
Was your mom the one to do the video?
I don't know.
She had a deep voice.
She just had the Lysol bottle and she showed it to me. But check this out.
She don't sound Haitian. She sounds Jamaican, though.
I didn't watch the video. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know she made a video?
What? I didn't watch the video.
But did you know your mom made a video?
No.
Oh,
okay. No.
God dang.
But my thing is...
Did you know she talks Jamaican sometimes?
Hold up. Your mom made a video?
Yeah. She's talking about... They talking about it's a new virus, but here it is on the back of this Lysol, okay? It's talking about it's no cure, but here it is on the back of this Lysol. Nobody ever said there wasn't a cure.
Nobody.
And nobody ever said it was new.
Nobody said it was new.
But I guarantee black folks was finna run with that.
It's not new because there's several forms of it. Right. Yeah. Like... You know, one of our slight listeners
got a form of it.
Her
significant other.
That's right. What he really got. I saw that, but she didn't ever say that's what he got.
Nah, so that's what she said.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they went to the hospital and he had a form of coronavirus.
Hey, she had to clarify quick because she's about to get excised. She's about to get quarantined out the slight room.
So French, I got a question because one of the listeners out there that's listening live saying they got it from eating bat stew. Is that?
I don't believe that. I saw that video that one girl that ate the bat, but I don't think because of that girl or the people that ate the bat, they got coronavirus out of nowhere. Because that's just been there before the
Wait a minute, you don't think
bat.
Because you're who? Who the fuck? How do you?
I just don't think that's the reason.
How did it start?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's probably bad hygiene. Bad hygiene. It had to do with bad hygiene for sure.
You saying bad hygiene?
Bad hygiene.
But no, I mean, there's no worse hygiene than fucking bats. I mean, bats are fucking filthy animals.
They eat everything. Like,
God, but we eat pork every day.
What?
I said we eat pork every day. They eat
pork. Pork and bats are the same.
I'm not saying they're the same, but I'm saying they eat everything. I'm saying porks eat everything too. But porks? We eat it.
This nigga's man, English.
This nigga said porks eat everything. Yeah.
I think the virus is starting on the inside. This nigga's rotting his brain away.
French.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
He said bats eat everything. And I said, we eat pigs. No, and pigs
said,
eat everything
you
as
said
well.
Porks eat everything.
Porks, pork, whatever.
Are your lips touching the mic? Like you are like it's loud.
You sure you don't got my volume extra?
I don't have your volume extra. I turned it down.
This nigga is hyped tonight. Maybe it's that sweater.
I think the virus is eating the shit out of his brain right now. He doesn't even know he's yelling.
It's all those amulets he's got around his neck.
So you're going back. That's what you're saying.
I don't know. What's the date?
You don't seem to have like the appropriate fucking level of emergency.
Like concern.
Just concern. He's like, yeah, you know, whenever they let me come back, it's good.
Yeah, like, that's me.
I get it. I mean,
I can't control that. It's beyond my control.
No. You can't. What do you mean you can't control? Just because they say come back, don't mean you got to go back. So what I would suggest, God forbid, and this is not really my MO, so I'm being honest. I'm going to talk about some shit I really don't know nothing about. But I suggest you plan. I suggest you do some research. And I suggest you don't just say, oh, they said it's okay to come back. You just said these motherfuckers are making the illness and the cure. Mm.
Right.
And you're okay just saying, hey, they said it's okay. So I don't know.
So many people died. The reason why they let people die is because they wanted to really scare people to make it sell better.
That'll do it.
It could be.
So this is conspiracy theory.
I'm
bullshit.
Just saying it's kind of ironic how this virus started out of nowhere in this country, uh-huh. and they're the same people. Not only
why is that weird? So motherfucker have a threat to them. Mm-hmm. Who do you think's gonna come up with the cure?
But I'm just saying it just
if somebody keeps punching you in your face, who's gonna come up with the cure? Somebody look on the side or that nigga getting punched?
Hey, no. But I'm just saying the fact that it happened out of nowhere, like just. In the middle of December, virus.
Not out of nowhere. These motherfuckers got fucking bats and fucking squirrels and snakes in the fucking market.
And I'm pretty sure they was eating those same animals last year. And we didn't hear about no coronavirus. Or the year before that.
Well, the diseases evolve, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just reading the article. It says, eating wild animals like bats are believed to give more energy and have better sex performance. Bats are also known to carry the most viruses.
There you go. So you get some pussy and spread a virus.
Nigga, you get a hard dick, nigga.
That's all I'm saying. So I just feel All I'm saying is when it comes to them creating the testing kits and the vaccine, maybe it's a bigger plan. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is necessity breeds what?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Solutions?
Like, if the virus is hurting them the worst, so of course they're coming up with something.
And this is stupid because they already got the one child shit, right? I mean,
not anymore.
Oh, not anymore?
No.
But I heard this is like a fucking just a form of population control.
Why isn't it just a virus, man? Why can't it just be a normal, everyday fucking virus?
Because nothing is that fucking as it is. There's too much nefarious shit going on in this world for shit just to be what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is.
So,
population control, you would want to kill at least 1 million people, right?
Is it done?
More than that. A billion, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But only like 100,000 people really been infected.
Right. So it's not that serious. That's what
it was 100,000 last week, my nigga.
Where can you call your psychic friend network?
How much of what she does do you subscribe to?
All of it, right? You brought her.
What do you mean by do I support her or like
not
do
support
I believe it?
Because motherfuckers root for everybody black. That's not dumbest thing in the world.
And you know what's funny? Because I had some cards I was going to bring in today that I was going to give everybody a reading. I had the shit.
what do you mean?
Do you believe in what she did?
Let me say this before you start, French. Don't fuck your friendship up. Nigga, say
yes. No.
How can
I say that? That's Uncle Reggie.
I see what you're saying.
What'd I say?
No, I see what your question... I understand the question. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I believe the work that she put in to do that craft. So if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Elaborate.
So, you know how when we was doing the show together, how you kind of...
Who was doing the show together?
When us. We all...
We're doing it right now.
I'm talking about last week.
Okay. Yeah.
When we were doing the show last week together, uh-huh. you were saying like, oh, it's kind of easy because you can read people too. Like when you were saying like how you can sense Jay Smooth's energy and my energy.
Oh, I was joking.
Yeah, I know you were joking, but you were just trying to make it seem like, yo, it's really not that deep as it sounds. And I understand what you were trying to say, but the only difference between what you were doing and versus what she was doing is she took in the time to learn more about that aspect, about understanding people's body language, just all of that. Just understanding the vibes, understand whatever's going on.
So the cars were the cars, a distraction?
I'm not saying the cars were a distraction. Understanding the images of the cars, what it could represent, what could it mean, all of that. So I respect that she put in the time and the work to understand that aspect and then try to give people...
Let me translate.
Try to shed some light.
I speak Haitian.
Please do.
He don't believe in the bullshit, but he respects the fact that she learned what each card means.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nah.
So you do. So you do believe.
I believe in her. It's not the thing itself. I believe in her doing it. That's what I'm saying.
She must be watching
Friends. No, no, that's what it is. It's with anything. Because for me, when it comes to anything like tarot readings, okay, God.
So let me ask you this then. So it sounds like you're saying, if she gives you a tarot reading, you believe the kind of results. But if someone else may give you a tarot reading, you may not.
It depends. I don't know.
Well, you don't know if they put in the work or whatever. So
that's what I'm saying. That's why I said it depends. I don't know that person.
So then it's probably a no then. I mean, if you don't know them, what are you going to do? Fucking hang out with them for 5 weeks to fucking get to know them and figure out if they've put in the work? I'm just saying, a random ass nigga that you don't know fucking gives you a tarot reading.
I wouldn't let that reading from that stranger, I wouldn't take it as deep as I would take hers.
French. Because you know her, though. That's cheating.
Pretty much.
She was cool, French. Hey, I felt like we had some energy. We had
He just wanted to pretend like he was fucking.
That's all I'm saying.
Am I the only one?
But this is what I'm trying to say. Like, tarot readings, God, whatever belief system you have to help you make this world make sense, I don't care how you practice it. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. So if you're a religious person.
That's not what I was talking about.
But I'm saying, like, all those things are just. At the end of the day, we can all call those things bullshit. We can call tarot readings bullshit. We can call religion bullshit. We can call all those things that people do in this world to make it make sense. All of it, we can find a way to call it bullshit.
So
when you ask me, do I believe in it? Because you think it's bullshit, I understand what you're asking. But all I'm saying is, well, she believes in this and she takes it that approach and I respect her approach. That's all I'm saying. Just like if I talk to Jay Smooth and he believes in Jesus and Mary and the whole story, I'll respect his approach.
I missed him
and at the same time...
You're frustrated?
There's
something eating his brain away. No, so because we have to be nice.
Because you said all of that, right? And all of that to me was, you said bullshit a lot, and that's what you were saying.
Body language.
Was a lot of bullshit.
You shake your head when you say yes.
You were doing a lot of
bullshit. I'm shaking my head at him.
You were doing a lot of gesturing, and you was fucking very animated, but all that shit that you were saying about religion and everybody getting by and what they take, what do you believe in, my nigga?
You didn't ask me what I believe in. No, you asked me, do I subscribe to her? And I said yes.
Subscribe means do you believe in it?
Yes. And I said yes, and I gave you the reasons why. I gave you the reasons why I believe her shit.
No. That's all I'm saying. Her shit is not different than the next nigga's tarot cards.
How do you know?
What are you talking about?
French. Is Kobe's jump shot the same as LeBron's? Hell no.
French.
So what are you saying?
French, I'm not going that
deep. What are you saying?
I ain't going that deep.
Tarot is tarot, bro, right?
Do you believe she gonna let me hit?
No.
Okay.
I just want to put that. Hey, are you listening? I'm still available. I had to get it like a motherfucker.
Am I the only one that's fucking...
Yes.
No, yeah. I'm not.
No, you're not. Why'd you ask then?
I can't bring my daughter around this nigga no more. Because now that I know how young he's willing to go, because he used to have a different fucking, he had a different age range that he was willing to go.
You think you would fuck your daughter though?
No, but I just that he's willing to go into the low 20s.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Nigga, I thought you told me the first time. I'm like, no. Your daughter?
He was a girl that was here.
How old do you think she was?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I wanna go try to fuck her, nigga, like that.
How are you
gonna
try to fuck her?
How do you mean try to fuck her?
Nigga like a regular nigga, but I wouldn't try to I wouldn't fuck with nobody's daughter that I know.
Don't answer that. I told you not to answer that question. I couldn't get it out in time.
If I don't know you, nigga, I'm not gonna
fuck. Let's change
that. I ain't fucking with your daughter.
Did you believe your tarot reading? Be honest. Don't fuck around.
I believed you, girl. We had energy.
Why are you shaking your head no?
We had energy like a motherfucker, though. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. And hey, look, French, you ain't see the chemistry we had?
No.
Nigga, if we was alone, nigga, easily.
What, easily?
Smash City.
You saw it. You said you saw it. You said you saw her laughing and giggling and doing all of that shit.
Yeah, but that's not the way he's gonna score. Tights folded up
in a nice little pile, nigga, and smash.
As a senior, let me tell you, that's how panties get to falling.
It
starts with giggles.
Yeah. I understand.
And then the panty, the vibrations in the panties just the.
I got you.
Nobody believed her when she said one.
I got you, but
the scale of
this
one.
This is
one
Jay
to fuck.
Who we're talking about,
bro. Honestly, and you know, I'm the denier.
You're right.
There's no way this nigga fucked 300 bitches. But this particular interaction, she was saying no, but her giggles weren't saying no.
No.
So just go at it. If it's like that.
I told you pass my number to her.
See,
if I had a
thermometer. You got to get it.
That's where you failed right there with that old.
My friend like you shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I ain't want to do it like the French called on the phone. Hey, what you doing? Shit, smooth over here. Like, shit, I'm cooking that nigga some spaghetti.
No. Spaghetti?
She brought a whole bowl of that shit.
The listeners and viewers don't know she brought spaghetti before the reading.
That was my favorite shit.
Wait a minute.
She had a whole big bowl.
Wait a minute.
This shit was supposed to work better, but we were supposed to eat the spaghetti.
Oh, shit. Because now that I've been out here, I understand roots. You know what I mean? And you ain't supposed to eat nothing with red shit.
She brought a bowl of spaghetti.
She brought a bowl of spaghetti, y'all, right?
Yeah.
And offered
and plates.
And everybody, bowl, right? Like, look, hey.
I brought food.
No, we have never had a guest.
Never.
In all of guestdom.
Never.
That has brought us food.
Never.
Especially some homemade food. Especially some red homemade food.
Right.
Especially when they do some old fringe, tarot, voodoo, extension type stuff. Nah, bro.
Never. There was no way I was eating that spaghetti because, yo, we was about to eat pussy juice or something.
God was looking out for me because I was a little hungry.
You know, you was eating when we came.
That's what I'm saying. God was looking out for me because I already had my
food. Here's the crazy part. She left the shit. That's how I know left it.
Set up.
Yes. She left it?
Yeah, she left that shit. I finally threw it away like Thursday or something.
Oh, you didn't let did you let the dogs get some?
No. I don't want my dogs chasing her around.
These dogs be under a spell, bro.
We would have been believing everything. That's what it was. That's why she was like, oh, fuck, they didn't eat it. Let me just pretend like I like this nigga to get out of here.
And then the thing about it, right? When I guess nobody said they were going to eat it because everybody knew about roots. Out here, right?
She started eating out the bowl.
She ate that shit out the whole bowl that she brought. So she brought
a
cake mixing bowl.
Was she eating it with her hands?
Nah,
she had a fork and knife.
I thought she was just picking that shit up like some tongs.
I like her little savior. No, she had a fork and knife, man. Come on, man.
Knife and spaghetti, nigga. But yeah, listen, she brought a fucking big bowl of spaghetti for us to eat prior to J Smooth's tarot reading.
With a big
and
salad.
Everybody's like, nah, I'm good. I'm not hungry. Niggas know.
She came with one of the big salad serving forks.
No way in fuck, man.
Friends, get them off our fire, boo, nigga. Your friend, my boo, nigga. Shit, it's all good. I had just eaten, so I normally is my favorite. Spaghetti is my fucking favorite. But I had just eaten, nigga. I couldn't eat no more.
Can we go back to her age?
How old was she?
That's what I'm saying.
She was in her mid-20s.
She was in her mid to late. She was 27,
I don't
right?
Know, 26. I don't know about late.
Oh, 26.
Yeah, I don't know about late.
Nigga, that's
young, man.
Yeah, it is, but nigga.
That's 93.
How old are you? How old are you? 41.
Nigga, I'm young. 44. Nigga, I'm a rapper. Nigga, I'm 27, nigga.
Oh, what about that, right? She just happened to put her, you know, her top margin number at this nigga age.
No, she said 50.
No. She said 44 would be the highest.
Oh, okay.
She wouldn't go any higher than that.
Hey.
And that's where, you know, he just happened to be.
I think she was trying to, you know, okay, so here's the thing, right? When you're dealing with psychic and tarot shit, you have to get the person to trust you. So she's doing that disarm. Like, he was trying to disarm her, talking about pussy and stuff.
Right.
So she was giggling, but I'm not sure that both of them weren't trying to con each other.
If the cameras weren't on French, lights out.
Really? With us in here?
I said, no, if y'all went in here, the cameras was off. Nigga, lights out, nigga. If y'all went in here and camera would have been, I would have videotaped.
She didn't like none of your positions.
Nigga, she ain't seen the real one.
The ones you came up with, she's like, I don't like that.
That's okay. Fucked up.
Yeah, when you posted, you thought you was hitting on the reverse choke shit, right?
Nigga, I choked the shit out of her, motherfucker, man. Most of them don't because it sounds fucked up.
Hold up.
It sounds fucked up.
He don't like that. Hold up.
No, it's not. Oh. When we was talking about that choking shit, you said do it with one hand or two hands?
Two hands. Okay. You can't. Listen.
Write this down.
if this is the neck, listeners, like this, you don't want to choke like this with one hand because that's going to fuck up the trachea and all this esophagus shit.
That's no good.
So you got to squeeze from the sides. You know what I'm saying? Squeeze from the sides. That way you put the pressure on the sides of the neck. It does the same thing as far as breathing, but it don't fuck up the vital shit.
Actually, it does
so
more.
So never go in like this.
No, don't go like that.
That was my shit.
Smooth always does that. Yeah, but are you pressing with the sides or the middle?
There you go. You can do one hand if you know to do the side press.
You got a little bitty fucking hand, Smooth.
Yeah,
I mean,
French, when you fishing.
You need two.
You grab the fish and you take the thing out of it. You hold them by the gills and shit. That's why you press that shit, nigga. I choke bitches like this, nigga. Fuck that.
But he's weak. A strong nigga cannot do that because you might get too excited. And when you press forward, that's that trachea esophagus shit. So you squeeze from the sides.
And when you get the carotid arteries, you know, restricted, that, you know, reduces blood flow to the brain, which gives that euphoric feeling.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Or
I just have to remember that.
We got a listener say two hands is much better. And, yeah, and I just have to. She love that
like,
shit.
That literally came across my mind the other day.
Yeah, probably.
I don't see that. Are we in different chats?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Remember we was talking.
Oh, okay.
You and Facebook. I'm on YouTube.
Look at Smooth.
Hey. So we got to make sure we're covering all live viewers.
And he got his hat on too today. That's dope.
Shouts out to the motherfucking No Nonsense Show. Hey, if you want some of this goddamn awesome paraphernalia, go out there to our website. We got a lot of shit out there. Smoothie Nation shit. You got Be on the Right Side, and you got Mac Pack and French Reggie, the Haitian Islander. He ain't got his shit out there yet, but he gonna get.
He's American,
out there.
Bro.
Now that nigga is everything. The nigga Chinese too. Now
he's American.
Nigga just claimed he got a home over there.
Hey, look, though, man. I think you should stay. I don't know about going back, man. Mac is on to something. If you leave again and go over there and ask for that shit,
you got to have a quarantine. Like,
but what if?
And like, y'all don't believe that I can go back, dude? Finish my contract.
Trump ain't gonna
back,
be too nice.
Come back and mm-hmm. I'm fine. 100% healthy.
You could. I mean, you know,
you could. But I'm gonna tell you like this, and I hate to be this way, I'm always this way when in this, I guess, victim shaming. If you go over there and become a victim.
Yeah, that's on me.
I'm not.
You're blaming you. We're gonna victim shame. Yeah, that's on me. You're a fucking idiot.
Don't cry for you, Argentina, nigga.
You escaped it once, French. I don't know if you'll be that lucky the second time. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Don't do the shit, dog. It's not worth it. Go to the Bahamas. Teach some fucking kids in the Bahamas. Somewhere else, nigga.
It's black kids. You ain't teaching no black. You teaching little Asian kids.
He don't want to teach black kids.
You know what I'm saying? They're niggas in the hood that need a dad.
Chinese kids,
a big brother or something, my nigga.
Chinese kids damn near look white if you didn't look at their face.
Basically, they come here and they do better than white people. So like, they're definitely honorary white people. Have you never thought about that? Like, you're not helping anybody that looks like you. That'll make a difference.
It's Black History Month.
It's all about the money, man. Is that what you telling me? It's all about the money.
Shout out to Black History Month too. Just starting.
shout out to Black History Month.
And you don't give a fuck. You ain't teaching black. You're not teaching. You care more about the Chinese than you do the blacks.
Care about the world.
Isn't it came back
the
to my
world?
Asia's the oldest civilization. Remember that?
Yeah, it sure come did. On, you fucking try to uproot just circumvent black people, huh?
It's just like, being there. I realized like, okay, these niggas are old.
Yeah, but they ain't the oldest, nigga. Let you tell it, huh?
They are, right?
I don't know. I have to go to Africa
too. What do you feel though?
They up there. They're top three. They're top three for sure.
So Africa, there and where?
Probably South America, somewhere in South America.
South America?
Yeah.
What about the cradle of civilization, Mesopotamia?
I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Where is that? Do you know where that is?
Middle East.
Yeah.
All right. You know way to go.
He did not know that. What's the name of that place I said?
Ruiz.
No.
What? He said Ruiz.
What?
That nigga said mess up a potato, nigga. That nigga said the shit, yeah, mess up a potato, nigga. Hey, I heard this shit. That would have sounded like to me. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga?
Ruiz?
Hey, no, nigga, that shit just shoot. What was that word? Mess up potato? What's that word?
No.
What was the word you just said?
No.
So this nigga fucked me up because I was like, I was going to Google it, where the shit was, and you answered, said Ruiz or Delawese, something.
He didn't say that.
What was the word, French?
Constantinople.
Constantinople Temple, nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga. Stop fucking with me, nigga.
Those are real words.
This motherfucker got me thinking, though. Like, I mean, he's really willing to sacrifice his whole future for... Are you getting paid that much?
No, not really.
Tax benefit.
I think
you better lie. Don't say not really. If you're willing to risk your life...
No. My mindset is more of like, these type of shit has always been there.
And you want
to
get back.
So I'm never going to stop... Would I take caution? So obviously, if when I talk to the people and I do the research, like you said, and I'm... And I don't feel comfortable, I'm not gonna go.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm not going to let something like that also stop me.
Now,
that's what I'm saying.
You tried to downplay a bunch of shit, right? That had happened. Like you tried to make everything Zika. And nigga, Zika wasn't everything. Fuck Zika. Zika's a big head baby. Fuck that shit.
That's just your kid. It's not you.
Who gives a fuck? You're not dying. Okay. No, Zika ain't killing nobody.
And Ebola was Africans. That's not you.
No, but Ebola was killing niggas in America.
Because the niggas that came from Africa.
They came from somewhere.
Just like how the coronavirus effect got into some places.
Just like China, right? So niggas come from China.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying these type of things always been there. It's not like this is some new shit. So all I'm saying is
So the people who died when it was here, you just think that won't be you is what you're saying.
It can't happen to him.
You're saying that yeah, people have died before and other things, but
I'm just saying
I'm willing to bet it won't be me.
I'm just saying at the end of the day, there's certain, I'm just not, after I do the research and everything, if I feel comfortable, I'm just not going to let something like that stop me. Just like I'm not going to let the fact that people die in car accidents drive a car. Just like I'm not going to let That's all I'm saying.
You just want to be able to see the world while you're young, ain't got no kids, and on somebody else dime, nigga, keep traveling the world.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm not gonna want to be cautious when it's time.
Hey, man,
they have to be cautious with me too.
He shot it
up. Because I'm their asset as well. If they fuck me up just because blah 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 blah, you know, they got consequences too.
You got me with the logic, man. I'm with you. You get in a car all the time. That's far more dangerous than Zika.
This nigga said he's their asset.
I don't know what that. I didn't listen. His brain is being eaten from the inside.
What do you mean you're their asset?
Because it's not just Chinese people I'm working with. I'm working with American people too.
What does that mean? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying like there's. It's not just. I'm not just under Chinese laws.
No, you don't understand. Chinese people are not the only people who can get this shit.
I'm saying that because he's talking about my asset thing. Like I have an American company's also working with me. So it's like, if they have people that died under their watch, under their contract, that's gonna affect their bottom line as well as a business.
No.
The American portion.
You didn't sign a waiver?
I signed a contract. I ain't signed no waiver.
Bro, you know how many waivers were in that shit for your life and your safety?
Now I had to read that shit.
So you didn't read all that shit.
So you're telling me that they said you're safe, we're gonna make sure you're safe.
No matter what. So if you get kidnapped.
No, it said there's a part that says that if any illness I suffer under their conditions, They will do whatever it takes to help me.
Does that mean like kill you, quarantine you?
Take me, pay my hospital bills, all of that.
Okay, so when you pass,
do you get insurance or no?
I got medical insurance. Yeah,
nigga, that shit is out of the network in China, nigga. I've used it already
because I broke my finger over there. I've used it already.
I was shooting basketball.
What's that?
I broke my finger playing ball.
You need some Lloyd's of London fucking insurance, nigga. Some fucking life type shit like that. Because this is what I'm saying. So if you pass, right?
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah, if I die, yeah.
Because of the shit that they sent you on, are they going to take care of your family? Or is it just because, I mean, you're gone. Who are they going to pay? You're not around.
Send us a show.
I'm talking about the hospital bills before I pass away.
Fuck a hospital bill when you're dead.
If I'm dead, well, luckily I have.
They're not sending you to the hospital if you got that shit, bro. If I got that shit,
I gotta go to the hospital.
You're going straight to the CDC, nigga.
Hospital.
They're gonna white top your ass like everybody else.
You're going to a building that no windows.
Yeah, if you say so.
They're gonna make the vaccine out of you.
if I save the world,
listen,
I'm the sacrificial lamb.
Everybody get a last couple of looks because he looks like he's going back.
The nigga looking healthy now.
Hey, let me though. So you don't care? I mean, there's no like benefit to your family. I mean, for all this risk, is it just?
I mean, if I do die, my family is taken care of
because of your death.
Yeah, life insurance or what are you talking about?
Yeah, shit like that.
Shit like what?
Life insurance.
That's a thing. There's no like that. Life insurance. You have that with this company?
Not with them, but it was a whole different company. Yeah.
So you took out some life insurance on yourself?
Yeah.
Did you go through smooth?
No.
So French, you trying to make sure the diaper mission is complete.
That's part of it.
We get to the bottom.
That's a big part of it.
And then pussy is good over there. It ain't bad.
That's not what I'm thinking about.
Ain't bad.
Not with all that hair.
And then you want to continue to have your connects, whether it be clothes, diapers, anything over there and shit like that. So yeah. I get it.
I just want to finish what I started.
I know.
Pretty much.
That's
what it is.
You motherfucker like the Denzel Washington shit right now. You know that movie was. Yeah, I get it, dog. Don't let these niggas fuck with your drink. You keep traveling the world, nigga, and keep staying shot it up.
That's what them niggas did in the fucking Guatemalan fucking tunnel that got fucking caved in, whatever the Mexicans was, they fucking got caved in. They just want to finish the job. Niggas died.
Uh-oh, we got a visitor.
Hey, who's with us today?
Michael Schrazier.
You say what? What'd you say who he was?
Hey, I said, is this the nigga that came visit with the bowling ball head? Y'all said no.
No, I said that wasn't the dude that came visit. Dude that came visit was Montoya.
Look,
bro.
Man, okay. Look, man, the beef has been over, man. So look, okay. God damn it.
Look at you. Look at you.
You see? Y'all start some shit again.
That nigga been eating that fruit bat soup and shit.
From the shoot from the hip show. Man, where you can find on any podcast player, we got D. Reese in the house. What's going on, Reese?
Shoot, man, nothing. Sitting out here chilling on the patio, smoking a stogie. I got this Antonio Brown, Yosina Anderson video showing outside. But
wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm watching y'all live feed. And I'm shocked to hear y'all boy gonna make that trip across the water again. It's just amazing.
Fucking young people, Reese. They don't give a fuck. They don't know shit, and they think they know everything.
Hard fucking headed.
These motherfuckers, it ain't gonna happen to me.
Nigga ain't got no kids. That's what it is.
I used to think I was bulletproof, so I came at it. This nigga think he virus proof shit. I don't even know.
So anyway, we got into a discussion in the Slack room. And for you guys who are not in the Slack room yet, you can reach out to admin at No Nonsense Show and we can get you an invitation to the Slack room. But anyway, we were having a conversation the day Eminem's album came out. And we didn't know this prior to, but Montoya, who is the Reese's co-host, kind of set him up and put him in the room because he knew he was an Eminem whatever.
Hater.
But no, I don't know if it's a hater. What's the opposite of a fan?
You would say a hater, right?
I wouldn't say hater.
No,
what's the opposite?
Would you call yourself a hater, Eminem hater?
Yes, I would say that, yes.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be weird.
Just based upon the culture vulture title to where... I think in culture that whenever something sells, if you add a white aspect to it, it can really kind of take off.
Like a white girl with a big booty.
Exactly. So, you know, big butts was not the thing for a while. Then, you know, of course, black men love black, you know, we love big asses. But now white girls, big, you know, they getting their shit shot up and coming up with all these videos and stuff on how to get big ass. So,
but some of them had them naturally. Like, you know, you find, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would find a natural, you know, a white girl back in the day before all the surgery, and she had a big booty like a black girl. You like, God damn, that's like, it's just a novelty, I guess it is. But I don't know if Eminem is that.
So, okay, I don't know how much time I got. How much time, bro? Okay, so. Back in the day, when I in the 90s, I think I came home from the military. And, you know, I was a huge rap fan, like most young black men. I live by the airport, so if y'all can get that airplane, excuse me. But I came home, and a friend of mine, he's listening to the show as well. He had this Eminem album, and I asked him about it. I'm like, you know, what is this? You know, I kind of heard some of his music, and I also remember being a huge rap fan. I remember seeing the Unsigned Hype. I remember the slight buildup that this was, he was coming. You know, Eminem was coming, and so he signed with Interscope. Interscope also had the Dr. Dre deal going. Rap, if you know now, rap leads all musical categories. You know, far as streams, downloads, album sales. I don't even know if there's rock. Rock is not as pertinent as it is in culture like it was back in the day in the MTV days. MTV died off, ringtone rap, everything. So
I mean, it's in white commercials, right? I mean, it's in white advertisements. They play, you know, the beds that they're laying these commercials to a lot of times is rap music. So. Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
So I the huge fan that I am, I've been listening to rap for years. I've been buying CDs for years, been buying tapes for years. And I heard so much music, and I think there are so many great artists. Traditionally, a lot of rappers, they get the short end of the stick, business practices, so to speak. But
isn't that all music? Anyway. All musicians, though, or is it just rappers?
I would say more rappers, but some, yeah. But anyway, so Eminem is on the scene. He comes on the scene. Now, all of these great rappers that came before him have never got the acclaim that he's gotten. Mind you, rap is a black art form. I don't care what nobody says. It is.
Sure.
It's a black art form. There's so many great rappers. Now, this guy... With the corny music, the corny line, the corny video, and all of that. And also, at the time, back in the 90s, that's when not 106 apart, but MTV had their Total Request Live, I think it was, TRL, whatever you want to call it. All of his music went straight to the top, whether it was corny, and they placed it in our culture saying it was rap music, but it was not rap music. It was a white guy that was using rap music, you know, to, you know, kind of grow his, you know, grow this platform. Hmm? And I take it.
Is he serious? He's trolling, right?
No, he's dead ass.
I'm not trolling. I'm dead ass. I just feel like there's a category for what he does.
It's not rap.
Is it?
That's rap, bro.
That's not traditional rap. That
Humpty Dumpty was rapping funny. We call it rap.
But he didn't have the backing.
Okay,
that's
not
Eminem does.
That's whose fault is that?
So, okay, so here's another thing, right? So, Reese, something that you said was at TRL, 106 and Park, whatever. Another person that did that every time was Bow Wow, every single time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that rap? Is Bow Wow rap or that's not rap either?
No. I mean, that's kiddie. That's kiddie stuff. That's not real hip-hop.
Right, okay,
Eminem was placed in hip-hop.
Guess who else went there? Nelly. But now, what's the common thread we're seeing here, though? There's a common thread about TRL and the mainstream. It's commercial. Exactly. So I'm not sure that the reason why Eminem didn't get a chance to go that far was because also he wasn't talking about drugs. Well, he was talking about drugs.
Come on.
But he wasn't talking about selling drugs and killing. He was talking more about taking drugs, which is what everybody talks about now.
Right.
He actually was a pioneer.
He was, right? All of that shit he was talking about, us all people rap about now.
So but I do want to be fair about this, Reese. So I looked up Spotify streaming stats since January 18th.
Of this year?
Just from year to date, lifetime to date, I guess. I guess it's this year. Okay, so number one is Eminem with 51.24 million.
Makes sense.
Number two is Mac Miller, 25.9 million.
Makes sense, too.
Is he also a culture vulture, Reese?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay.
Define culture.
Okay. No, hold on. Not yet. Number three is J Balvin. Does anybody know who that is?
Yeah, not at all.
He's a Latino singer. He was actually performing at the Super Bowl.
He's a singer?
Yeah.
He's got 20.
Oh, you know, I saw him. I did not know who the hell he was. Okay.
Wait, he performed with J-Lo?
Yeah.
I thought that was Bad Bunny. Oh.
That was Bad Bunny, but there was another one.
Okay, gotcha.
It was both of them.
Oh, Bad Bunny. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's 22.
Wait, there's a dude named Bad Bunny?
Yeah. He's dope. Like, he got a lot
of fans.
A lot of fans.
No. It just sounds like not a guy. His name though, it's just Bad Bunny.
It's a guy. Anyway, J Balvin got 22.25 million. Number four, you're gonna love this one, Reese. Can you guess who number four is?
Cardi B.
No, Post Malone.
Yeah, makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Post Malone, 20.28 million. Number five is your boy Drake at 18.45 million. Number six is San Benito. Don't know who that is. 17.5 million. Number seven, Roddy Ricch, 16.02 million. Number eight is Ed Sheeran, 15.28. Number nine is Juice WRLD, 14.98 million. I think that's because he died. And number ten is
straight inflated because he died.
Ozuna _ PR. I have no idea what that is. 14.59. So all of that isn't rap. I would say about
Post
half.
Post Malone is considered hip hop.
Post
rap.
Malone is not.
No, he's considered pop.
He's pop.
He
had that one Iverson song. That was kind of it, though.
He makes songs with rappers, but he's not a rapper.
Right. I don't even think he tries to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So that's about half and half.
Only Mike Miller, Drake, and.
But here's my thing, though. See, and here's
Eminem are the rappers in this list.
But look, here's the common narrative that
Juice WRLD.
People like at the Reese say is that hip hop rules the world, but I'm showing you right now the top streams are not all rap. And if Eminem, you need Eminem to be rap, Reese, if you're saying rap runs the world, because Eminem is number one, first of all, but he's also the deciding, you know, five and five. If we don't consider Eminem rap, then rap is not doing what you're saying is doing.
How do we know those Latinos ain't rappers? I don't know.
They all technically rapping, Bad Bunny and them.
Do you consider that rap, though? Or does Reese consider that rap? Because he's saying
Eminem's got their own genre. That great, you know.
Have you ever heard that song, You Like It Like That or whatever, with Cardi B? The rapper on that.
That's not rap.
You see what I'm saying?
Get that shit up out of here.
But he's technically rapping, right? Let me ask you this.
Okay, y'all from Atlanta.
Hold on. To be real, I'm the only person in this motherfucker from Atlanta. Jay Smooth is from country ass Mississippi.
And other places unknown.
Jamie Mack is from California. And French Reggie is from a little bitty fucking broke ass island right beside the Dominican Republic.
Hey, why you have to do Haiti like that? Can't you say Haiti? Like, damn.
Okay,
we get somewhere.
Let me ask y'all. Okay, let me ask y'all this. Coming up, I'm in my 40s. I'm guessing aside from French Reggie, y'all in y'all 40s.
Yes, sir.
Who y'all consider just give me two or three guys that y'all grew up on, that's near and dear to y'all. I'll tell y'all UGK, yep. Ice Cube, same. Scarface. That shit right there.
Same. Except what Eminem for Ice Cube. Does,
right, that shit what Eminem does shows no resemblance to the shit that I grew up on. That's not the stuff that when I have a Super Bowl party or when I have my friends over, we don't listen to Eminem. That's not part of our culture.
Yeah,
that's
but you. So Ice Cube ain't the same as A-Ball and MJG though either.
Not.
Yeah, it's all depend on your party, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you got a West Coast boogie, man. You know, Cube was in heavy rotation.
Okay, as the young nigga, this is what I want to say to that. You don't want the sound to expand? You don't want the sound to evolve to other type of shit? Like, do you just want to hear the Ice Cube flow, the Scarface flow? You don't want to see it go from that type of flow, but can also give you a guy like a Drake, a guy like a Cole, a guy like a Kendrick, a guy like a Travis Scott, or so on and so on, and a guy like Eminem? Like, I would want the sound to continue to grow and go to different, places.
So you name some guys that are passionate about their craft. You said J. Cole, you said Kendrick, and you throw Drake in there. Drake is kind of a different kind of institution, but those guys are so great at their craft, but they don't get mentioned. They don't get the same praise. They don't get the same money that Eminem does because he's white.
No. So like you say, so Eminem to Brap is like the little black gay dude, cowboy dude to country?
Yeah.
Nas X
is the country, is what you're saying Eminem is to rap?
I tell you what, no other genre of music will let... We can't go do Tejano... Well, I'm sorry, I hear what you call Tejano. We can't do no Latin shit. We can't go do no country shit.
If you know the shit...
But
Reese, that's a little different. Tejano is just like, that's some corny. I think that shit sound corny, but boom, chica, boom, chica, boom, chica, boom. That's Tejano to me. Like, black people don't want to do that, but I'm sure if they did.
Okay, come on. I mean, we let fucking, Hootie go fucking country. I mean,
Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne did the rock album.
But this is, I mean, Ice Cube had fucking, the rock group. But this is what I'm saying as far as this thing, as far as it being a culture vulture. As it pertains to Eminem. And I'm going to give credit, to be honest, because he's the one that said it first. And it's hard to call Eminem a culture vulture because he's not trying to represent black culture. That's what I think a culture vulture is. Yeah, someone who takes, on the appearance or the demeanor of the culture. Eminem never tried to do that. And as far as how successful Eminem is, there's multiple reasons for that. First off, he's fucking talented, right? That's first and foremost.
You just hurt me. Come on, Jay, man.
Come on.
Look, I can take your slander by my head, Alopeachy, but when you tell me this guy is talented.
He is talented, bro. Come on, man. You got to get past those blinders blinders.
He's extremely talented, but that's not the thing, though. He got co-signed by Drake.
Thank you.
Again, number two.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is what Jimmy Iovine did. And this is the same thing that L.A. Reid tried to do with Pink. Whoever was over Atlantic at the time. Vanilla Ice too. But what about the girl Iggy? They tried to do the same thing with Iggy.
Come on.
They tried to say, hey, okay, we can give you this white person and this shit can blow. Dre, I'm going to give you a bag. Make this motherfucker work, and then we gonna both benefit from it. Iovine and Dre was like, "Hey, we can make this motherfucker work."
No, that's a business move. So you mad
because white people are supporting white people?
No, that's not it though. That's not it. Because when Dre came out with M, he
snapped on 2001.
Right. But he was
nowadays,
on
nowadays everybody want to talk like, are you kidding me?
No, but he was on the outskirts. Dre was of where, like,
yes, Eminem brought his ass back.
Right, he was on the outskirts of rap at that time, and so for him to stake his name, it wasn't just, oh, let me just take this white boy and make him something. He tried to do that with the firm, and that shit didn't work. Right, so.
Busta Rhymes, Truth Hurts. Look at all the artists that failed during the time Eminem made it.
And so what I'm saying is that it wasn't just, take this white boy some money and you could make any white boy this. That's not it. Come on, man. We need to stop with that.
But they continue to try. That's, they doing the same thing with Post Malone.
Oh, no. Okay.
With the singing shit slash in and out of rap type shit. There's always a white industry plant. They did the same thing with Macklemore.
I've been there with you.
Get that shit up out of here. That shit is corny, man. But that shit is not soulful rap music. That shit is not hip-hop. That shit is whack, man. That dude is corny. All the beats Dre make for him is not what we know Dre for. We know Dre for the dope, soulful shit and 2001 shit. Not that down. Born Rebel. Man, shit is corny. Man, niggas don't listen to that. Niggas do not. That's what I'm saying. Whack shit.
So it sounds like you're doing a Be Honest right now.
So what culture are we vulturing then? If black people don't listen to it, what culture is he vulturing?
No. But
no. Hold on. Let's stay there for a second.
That's a good question.
How are you speaking intelligently if you don't listen to him?
No, listen to what I'm saying though. That's irrelevant because let's pretend like we do because we've all heard Eminem's songs.
I mean, I listen to them all.
But even Reese has heard Eminem songs.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. If you only hear the radio play,
hold on.
I don't think you heard Eminem songs.
He has heard Eminem songs. Here's the thing, right? If it's not music that Reese listens to, I heard a lot of black people say that. So then, what exactly is he vulturing? Because the idea here is that he's stealing black music. No, he's not. Black people don't even listen to him. So it's not exactly black music. It's another genre. It's a side genre.
Right. I just made it on my last show. I said they needed a genre called white hot.
White what?
Not white hot. If you create a different category and take him out so people that I like, people that real niggas like can get their accolades. I don't like that he gets these accolades in the culture that I and you guys were raised
so,
in.
So you unfucking with Renegade?
He doesn't deserve the... Who?
You unfucking with Renegade?
Yeah, he probably had...
No.
What? Come on, okay, you just lost all credibility, man.
Yo, Reese.
You just lost credibility, dude. Yo, Reese. Renegade was hard as fuck.
Reese. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Reese, let me ask you a question. As a Haitian nigga, I got to ask you that question. Because I want to understand where you're coming from. When you look at hip hop, do you look at it as a black culture thing or an American culture thing?
Black, nigga, nigga shit.
That's the difference.
You racist, Reese.
No,
because it's an American culture thing.
Nah, but this is the thing, Reese. Reese, this is what I got to understand, though, man. This is what I got to understand. It seems like I hear you saying it, but it doesn't seem like you get the big picture because for me, African Bambaataa, these niggas that fucking were wearing these wild ass fucking these wild ass costumes and shit. The fucking world class wrecking crew. Rap has had some fucking. It ain't always been
bars.
You know what I mean? Not even about the rap. I mean, but just as far as the institution, it ain't always been soulful. Let me put it that way. It ain't always been soulful.
Okay.
So Reese, let me ask you a question, man. You know what I'm saying? But smooth. I'm gonna put my little two cents in this shit, right? You
seem look at baby. It's smoother than new, baby. Come on, man. Get what you got, baby.
It sounds a little bit to me like you racist. So let me ask you this question. So R&B, right? Do you consider R&B like black? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what you're saying is
he doesn't like John B.
So let me say this. So when white people have come in and they sang and that shit like you had motherfucker, what's your girl name that sang with goddamn what you call it with the braid back in the day? Maria, whatever the
Mariah Carey?
No, what's the motherfucker he was doing the cocaine? Rick James and what was the
Tina Marie.
Tina Marie. Tina Marie.
She sung some white in the black genre, you know what I'm saying, the R&B shit, and everybody else after her, right? So them motherfuckers can't them motherfuckers culture vulture because they come in and they say they sound black, you know what I'm saying, and they sound really good. Not that they're not looking at them that they're talented enough to be able to do it and do a good job at it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, what else they gonna do? So you came up with the white hop.
Hold up.
So what are you gonna come up with? No. The white R&B? What are you gonna come up for that shit?
Why do you say, you said you like John B?
I do like John B. He married a black woman.
So
look. Eminem, he dabbles in black shit for convenience.
He doesn't.
Like with the Trump freestyle. Come on, man.
Oh, come on,
that
man.
That was low-hanging fruit. Man, he did that shit.
He's not for real. There's no way he's serious.
Oh, yeah, so you don't think... So you thought that was just for likes?
So he really likes Trump.
I think that was strategic. I don't think he liked Trump, but I'm just saying that's like a play on us.
Okay, you know, okay. No, it's my turn. You've been getting them all. So look, here's the thing, right? And this is what troubles me so much about when people say culture vulture and people say white people shouldn't do whatever. If you're a black artist, you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you got to do to get on. I'm talking about anything. Yo, I there was no plan B. But what you're saying is white folks who are struggling can't have a no plan B. Eminem doesn't come from money. He doesn't come from privilege or whatever the fuck it is people say white people have just automatically when they're born with white skin.
He
came from the trailer park. He did whatever he had to do to get on, including a Donald Trump freestyle, including rapping about whatever you say is not cool or whatever. Black people get to do whatever the fuck they got to do, no matter who they got to rob, shoot, kill, steal, sell drugs to, whatever. That's fine because they got to get on. But white people don't get that same privilege. That's silly. That's just silly. He's not doing anything that a black person wouldn't do to get on. Many black people sell themselves out to get on. And I mean, we can go through the big ass list because you know there is one. We just talked about Nelly. Nelly did a country song. Nelly was doing fucking, he had, what was that shit called? What was all, matter of fact, Nelly from song one to song 35 was all some sellout shit. That ain't what they doing in St. Louis, my nigga.
Nah.
None of his homeboys was on that shit at first. They're like, nah. But then they saw his numbers. So then all the St. Lunatics started doing that corny shit. Yeah. And if you ask me, that shit was really corny.
Right.
That's corny. Cornier than Eminem's early music, right, if you ask me.
Well, I don't know much about St. Louis culture. I'm going to say that was geographical, just like Screw is geographical to us. You had a lot of people that would release an album, then they would do some Screw shit. They would release an album, and then they would also chop and screw. There was a time when people were doing that.
Right, but back to my question, though, when I said about why can't white people do whatever they got to do to get on, because that's an important thing. If you're struggling and you're trying to get out of the hole you're in, why is it okay for black people to do whatever they got to do, but white people can't do whatever they got to do?
Okay, so what he should have did was he should have went.
This is for the white folks. Said that right. Dedication before he started.
Right, he should have went. Don't fuck with Dr. Dre.
What?
Don't get the Dr. Dre cosign.
What? No, oh, who's no, turning no, down a no. fucking Dr. Dre?
Nobody's
sign.
Turning down Dr. Come Dre, on, my
nobody's
nigga.
Nobody's turning it down because he liked offing the culture vulture this shit. And listen.
What?
Hold on.
Can we still haven't defined culture vulture? Because it doesn't mean what I think you think he means.
This is my thing, right? I mean, if you're black, right? I mean, so it sounds like there ain't too many white people around where you grow up, right?
Reese on some bullshit.
No,
Reese. Call him bullshit.
For real, man.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Let me ask her. Reese, is there a lot of white people? Did you grow up around white people?
No.
Okay.
No. For a brief time in my life.
You sound country as like white in you.
Well, yeah, y'all keep saying that shit. Which one of y'all said that?
Smooth said that. Smooth in the news, nigga.
Okay, yeah. So listen, I had one of my best friends growing up. He was a white kid.
Oh, that's how it all starts. Got a white friend.
Now you overcompensating
for having a white friend. You feel guilty because you had a white friend, man. Did you tell him you love him or something?
No. We don't really talk anymore.
Oh,
my mom talked to his mom.
Y'all fell out because he talked to a black girl.
No. We didn't fall out. I mean, just life just took us in a different direction. But
okay,
who is it? French? You want me to ask your question? What is a culture vulture?
Yeah. What's your definition of it? Because it just means people from different places have different definitions of it. So I just want to know what's your definition.
He said okay,
it
means don't answer it. You don't got to go through all that.
Okay. So again, so when it comes to black music. Okay. I just have a hard time based on all of the music I came from. Y'all live in Atlanta. All of the shit that y'all had, mm-hmm. You can throw T.I. in this motherfucker. You
of
can
course.
Throw
Gucci
whoever. Now, good luck. But
just about Gucci.
But you, I'm just saying, guys that have, I mean, it's some guy like Rakim, LL Cool J, Ice Cube. There are several guys that probably have made several songs that haven't been mentioned. I think J Mac, you like E-40, right?
For sure.
Okay, so on the West Coast, he's a legend.
Right.
He don't get the same acclaim as an Eminem because he's not white.
Or as good.
Listen.
Who said that? Be honest.
Yes. Yeah, nigga. Hey, look, I'm telling you, Reese,
Everybody shouldn't get a fucking trophy to play on the team, nigga. Hey, exactly. Just because you was on the team. And that's Eminem what you want.
Because he got a lot of... Because he sells a lot of albums because he's white.
No, the Come nigga on, stop, sounds stop. Good. Hey, so let me ask you this question, Reese. So if you had a motherfucking opportunity, right? A white guy, you know this. Let's just give you go off the rail a little bit. Bill Gates come with you with an opportunity. You're going to be like, no, Bill Gates. I'm going to wait on Oprah to come
ask him better.
It depends on what it is.
Reese, if you had the chance to go back in time and catch Eminem before Dre got him and sign Eminem, are you signing Eminem?
Not on that goofy
shit. Okay, this interview is over. This interview is over, man. Tell the listeners about the Shoot from the Hip show, man. This nigga said he wouldn't sign Eminem.
No, 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 because listen, not on that goofy ass shit. No. That goofy rap that he does.
He don't like money.
But my thing is,
this nigga hate money.
He hate money. What's wrong with having a market for goofy shit? Like, what's wrong with that? So,
that's what I'm trying to... was never goofy. Rap was born goofy.
I just showed him it was 54 million in January. Like, he's number one for a reason. People are streaming his shit, man.
Because white people are streaming his shit.
What's wrong with white people streaming it? Yeah, what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong with that.
That nigga he just wants the black dollar. He just wants the black dollar. Nigga, you would be broke if you waited on just the black dollar.
No, listen.
Okay, but listen to all these white... But let me give you some examples, right? Real quick, Reese, because you just make it sound like white is right. All you got to do is fucking be white and pick up a mic and you going to fucking blow, nigga. No, Oh, my gosh. Have you heard of niggas that don't blow? Like fucking Yellow Wolf, nigga? Fucking
Slim Jesus?
Yeah,
Jesus? Yellow Wolf got a couple of songs.
No, I know Yellow Wolf. That's what I'm saying. He's nice, but he ain't blowing it.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna tell y'all a white rapper that
I like. Easy, I like that motherfucker. He not blowing up.
Reese, who is a white rapper you like?
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall is black.
Wow. Okay. So who is a white rapper you like?
See, this
apathy. Go. If you got Apple Music or if you got Google Play, listen to this guy named Apathy. He is dope.
And he's not a vulture.
No, not with the corny, silly shit. He got some real traditional corny, silly hip-hop. Shit.
So what does he rap about? What topics does he rap about?
Man, he ain't around just talking about... Oh, and then I'm going to tell you another thing I don't like that Eminem does.
What are you talking about? hold up. Answer Beyond's question real quick, bro.
What kind of stuff does he talk about in his raps?
He talk about some real hip-hop shit, rap shit.
Like what?
All that stuff.
What topics does he address is what I'm asking you.
He addresses the same shit that all these other rappers talk about.
Exactly.
But he doesn't talk about selling crack and shit like that and being on the block and fucking plugs and shit like that.
So that's what everybody else is talking about. So what do you mean? That's what everybody else is talking about. Everybody. So
I would say he's more on the raucous level, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
He's more along those lines. Mm. But Apathy. Listen, that dude is dope. I cut for him.
You're killing me, man, because it's like you got selective fucking culture vulture, man. Like, you okay with John B, but not fucking Eminem. You okay with Apathy, but not Eminem.
And what about Justin Timberlake?
Hey, culture vulture.
Bieber.
Culture vulture.
What?
Hey, look, man.
Justin Bieber don't even sing black hip music. Look,
so you're not going to sign Justin Bieber?
Not to the shit he do right now, huh? Not to the shit that make money.
Listen. I'm about the dollar. I'm about the bottom line. But I do have
morals.
Some type of... Yeah, I have morals when it comes to...
So you're not signing Justin Bieber, yes or no?
Okay, I'm going to sign him, but be around here running with a crew of black people. And then screwing black chicks on the side when you get married and out in the open.
You said
you
John
white
B.
Kids.
You
nah,
said
we're not
John
doing
B.
That.
Oh my God.
John B. married a black chick.
Yeah.
He screwed her first, I bet you.
He's probably running around cheating on her and stuff with white girls.
But see, if you're going to be in black culture, you got to show me a little bit more.
Okay, check this out.
You got to show me a little bit more.
So this is why. The reason why I asked you earlier about your environment being raised up, because it sounds like you've only been around black people raised up, most predominantly. Because as a person who, I feel like rap is, you're calling it black. I'm calling it inner city. I think that anybody who grows up in an inner city who understands that struggle, you got the fucking right to rap. I don't give a fuck what color nationality you are. If you grew up understanding that struggle, then you can rap, nigga. And that goes for Mexicans, that goes for fucking white people, that goes for anybody who fucking understands that struggle. If you can intimately talk about it and have been there, whether it fucking turns out being corny or whatever, I don't know. I mean, and that may not even be my only fucking requirement, because I like Little Dicky. I'm going to put it on the table.
Oh, my God. He's even worse.
Because, because he didn't come from the struggle, right? But he tells you that. He's not trying to say I come from the struggle. He says I am what I am. And that's fucking real shit.
And he just happens to like rap music, and he happens to be pretty good at rapping. Yeah,
and that's real shit. So I don't understand why if a motherfucker that says I'm on some real shit, I'm not fucking like you. You know what I mean? But I still can fucking do some shit, right? I can rap. I don't understand how you can't respect
that. I get it. So if you follow Reese on Instagram, you know this nigga cooks out like probably 8 out of 7 days. He got the grill going. So, but I don't ever see him eating anything else. He just likes one flavor of shit. And that's what it is. That's what it is. So look, man, Reese, before we get out of here, man, I want you to tell everybody about your show, man, so they can check you out.
Okay, so real quick, before I get to that, we ain't not gonna harp on it because we can go back and forth this shit all day. When I was in the Army, I got deployed to Kuwait. This is right before the last Gulf War. And, we don't have shit to do but play spades, dominoes, and we sat and waited. This is before the war kicked off. And I think the 8 Mile soundtrack might have came out. Now that he got a song called 8 Miles and Run the Guy. No, not that. He had a song that I like, a song that I did like on that 8 Mile album. But there was a white guy. His name was Justin. He like, oh, I love Eminem. And I'm like, okay, so you like Eminem. But you don't like rap. I took that some kind of way because, they're just fraud to me.
I like Rascal Flatts, but I don't like country.
I know Rascal Flatts. That's that fat black chick, right?
It's a white band.
No, Rascal Flatts is the fat. They got a fat white girl.
It's the people that said life is a highway.
I said out on a narrow way.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Okay,
check it out though. Okay. I didn't look up pictures of your white champion of rap.
Come on, man. We're not getting back into this, man.
This nigga's a vulture.
He is, definitely. He got an album called Honky Kong. It doesn't matter, man.
Look. Want to snuggle.
Look, man.
Okay, so anyway, I am...
Repping. He got an Uzi. He got an Uzi and Connecticut on his hand.
Look, man, we
got
to get out of here. Tell him about Shoot From The Hip, man.
I'm the other half of the Shoot From The Hip show. Of course, y'all know my toys. He's been best with y'all for a long time. I do remember hearing y'all ass run on the Hater Rossi show. When my boy started his shit and he fell off with the other guy, I wanted to do my own shit, half sport, half entertainment. They fell off. Me and my toy's been cool forever. He knows that I have an opinion that I always ain't popular. And then we started some shit. We've been going kind of like, be honest, we kind of come with the with y'all anyway, same as y'all. We kind of come with another side of it as usual, and it ain't always the popular opinion. And we kind of take news, sports, entertainment, we throw our own fling on it. Some people like it. We run some people off every once in a while. As y'all can see, I have some different opinions about a lot of shit. So we love
barbecue. So you always wrong?
Come on, man. I'm not always wrong.
Let this man shout his show, man. You always interrupt him.
I'm not always wrong. The problem is people have a problem telling me that I'm right.
Okay.
Oh,
and that's why they tune in. That's why they tune in, because certain shit that they want to say that they can't say, I'm willing to say it. We ran some people off on our Nipsey shit. Anyway, Shoot From The Hip show. We try to do it weekly. I know we had our beef going. We wasn't dropping as often as people would like, but yeah, man, we try to get up once a week. We stay in the same neighborhood. We out here from Houston. And we doing that. So that's it, man. We appreciate y'all giving us a shot.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the beef. I cook for every one of y'all. I like what French Reggie bring to the show. I like what Jay Mack bring to the show. I like what Beyonce bring to the show. And Jay Smooth in the news, of course, y'all get some fun out of that. I don't know, the beef is over, but I had a little I kind of imitated y'all a little bit. I don't know if y'all heard it. But
we starting again?
No, we're not starting. My thing was, I did a French Reggie voice. And then I did a Jay Smooth voice, like, I don't want to hear shit you got to say, friend. Right. How you ain't fucking 300 bitches like me? And when you gonna fuck some pussy in China? So, yeah.
Hey, look, man, I want to let y'all know, man. Shoot from the Hip Show. That's like our brother show, man. We're definitely not beefing for real. It's all fun and all love.
Please ask him about this.
And check. No, I'm not asking him about that, man. They over here pulling up all this apathy stuff. I'm talking about, like, you picked the wrong nigga to
say. That nigga look like a soldier in London.
This nigga got an album.
I tell you what.
This nigga got an album.
No, don't start back. Don't start again.
Connecticut Freemasons.
We really got to get out of here. Don't start that shit again, man. Look, they gonna do this the rest of the night, Reese. So you might hit him up in Slack, man. But listeners, y'all go and check out Shoot from the Hip Show. I promise you, you'll enjoy yourself. Reese, we appreciate you coming, man.
Appreciate that, Reese.
All right, later.
All right. Hey, man. Y'all silly, man. Yo, but for real?
He was tripping.
Apathy is the wrong one.
That's your non-culture vulture?
And that's what I wanted him to speak on, because remember, we had that conversation. Right. Like, what are you saying black culture is? What are you saying rap is supposed to be? And if you're saying it's supposed to be drugs and starter coats and guns and blasting on people, then good, Eminem's not rapping about that.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Why the fuck would you? Why would you want that to be what your people are about? But anyway,
The fact that he, you know, brought and I'm gonna have to do it. This dude apathy that I've looked up, and I know pictures can't tell the whole story because I haven't heard any of his music, but the pictures.
Yeah, that's wild.
He's vulturing like a motherfucker.
But it's just like what he's talking about. It's like, damn, anybody who has true talent, they, because they're not black of the black ethnic, whatever the shit is, ethnicity.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even get a shot. Me, what I think of rap is, I've always thought about, I never looked at it like you talk about it, to be honest, where it was looked at a view like the starter coast and shit like that. I was thinking of a motherfucker say, if you got bars, nigga, you could spit. Back in the day, like growing up, niggas get in a circle, you beatbox and you flow. And if nigga got talent and they can flow and motherfuckers start liking it, then you can continue that shit on, then you good, you know, and that's what I've always thought about Eminem.
Right.
You know, that motherfucker can spit.
And I just what I feel like is just the final thing for me, and I'll let y'all get it before we get out of here, but I'm not mad at broke ass, trailer trash ass Eminem for doing everything he did to get on and to stay on, because black folks do whatever the fuck they gotta do to get on and stay on, and white people should have the same fucking ability. Yep. It's ridiculous to say you can't do this because of whatever. Iggy Azalea, same shit. I don't wanna hear that bullshit. She came to Miami, she's not in her country no more. She did whatever the fuck she had to do to get on. If that sound like Eve, fine, I'm gonna sound like Eve. Black folks sound like fucking Barbies and British motherfuckers and all kind of shit too. You do whatever you have to do to get on.
Yeah. My thing is the word culture vulture. Like, as an immigrant, I've always seen the way to get on is to sell your culture, right? Like, Mexicans come, they sell their culture. Chinese people come, they sell their culture. That's how they create an economy for themselves. Nothing's wrong with that. We fucking eat spaghetti. Are we stealing from the Italians now? Like, where do you put, where do you draw the line with the thing? Like, that's the beauty of culture, supposed to be shared. Now, if I'm taking something from a culture and I'm not respecting the history of that culture, the people from that culture, I can understand you can say, oh, this person's a culture vulture. But if I'm paying homage, if I'm paying whoever's helping me make that sound or whatever, or and that culture is also embracing me, I'm not a culture vulture. Like,
you're just
enjoying something great from another culture. Just like that culture can take something from your culture.
It's just like, if anybody would be a culture vulture, you kind of look at yourself like a culture vulture, because now the U.S. ain't doing it for you no more. You're like, fuck, China's taking me in and doing shit like that. I love what they're doing for me. So you could be considered a culture vulture, right?
You fucking the Chinese people, you teaching them basketball, you taking our shit.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You're kind of culture
vulture. But wait a minute, is it our shit? Nathaniel, what was his name? Who was the nigga who made up Neesmith in fucking Canada?
Massachusetts. Right. Massachusetts.
No, sorry. Canada, nigga.
Was it Canada?
Come on. Yes. Know your facts.
Peach baskets, nigga.
So, he's a Canadian. Basketball.
He was Canadian, but wasn't in Staten Island. They didn't do it in Massachusetts, though?
No.
Make sure you look that shit before you go back to China.
So this is what I would say, what he was talking about. And I was there, right? When Eminem first came out.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Was not fucking with him. Right, that's where the Hall of Fame is. But that's not where James Naismith's from. But
he's from Canada, but he started the game concept in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay. You're right.
I'm a Boston nigga too. That's probably
where the first game was. I don't know if that's where the first the NBA game, or was that the first ever?
No, when he took the peach baskets and asked the janitor to get the thing.
Sure, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
When Eminem first came out, I was not fucking with Eminem at all. I didn't feel him. I was like, I mean, because it was the commercial shit. My name is, you know, I was like, yeah, that is kind of corny, right? And I never really gave him the time until I fucking drove from Southern California, Northern California, Southern California. I had a CD, listened to that shit the whole way down, and I was like, whoa, this dude's got skills. You know what I mean? And if you listen to him, which when you're driving, you ain't got nothing else to do. I'm like, this motherfucker is actually nice. I mean, the shit that he's talking about, the word he's talking about, double entendres. I mean, come on, really? Is that your definition of rap, double entendres? Right. I mean, because Eminem is all that, right?
Eminem,
I mean,
can rap four or five syllables,
right?
For, I mean, like, for like a verse,
right?
Do you know how difficult it is to rap four syllables? Right. Like, what I'm saying is not the first. Like, a lot of rappers just the last word rhymes.
Right.
Eminem will rhyme like four syllables,
right?
And there sometimes those aren't even words, so he has to do multiple words to fit in there.
I've heard M say some shit that you have to rewind, you know, multiple times and be like, what the fuck? When he said Renegade was okay.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
Everybody, Renegade is one of those tracks
classic
where
songs.
Yeah, like there wasn't a bad verse.
Right. It's a classic song.
Come on. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all of the shows on the network. And if you have not joined our premium subscription yet, go to glow.fm/rare, and you can get 7 days on us. Check it out. It's new. It's different. You can use it in your podcast app that you're currently listening to the free show in. It doesn't even cost you a dime. So check that out. What else we got, y'all?
Share the show, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, man, with everybody. I mean, listen, if you like what you, even if you, you know, you think, oh, you know what? I don't know if this, they might be too much for other people. Mm-mm. We not. We're going to put it in slow. We're going to put it in the air slow. And we'll give it to them.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Yeah. Just a tip. And
I just be forcing that shit in.
I know, but see, again, we on that J Smooth shit. You know, once, you know, a couple strokes in the eardrum, you know.
But see, J Smooth do it dry. It's always wet when I do it. I come with lube.
Lube or spit, either way.
Yeah.
But no, share the show.
Spit is lube. Eat it now or later.
But not, you can't be doing that. That's too much sugar.
Make it sweet though.
can't put all that sugar in the cooch. But yeah,
kids get thrown off.
Everything gets thrown off, man.
For real?
Yeah, sugar's no good for anything, especially pussy.
Even green apple now or later's. I thought green apple now or later's like medicine.
Mm-mm. You know, bitches, supposedly the thing is, giving head with Pop Rocks?
Nope. I don't need that. I don't even know what the purpose
is. Is that you've heard of that? Is that the
never heard of that?
No.
Why would you want something to pop on your dick?
Niggas.
French Reggie did get a stick to his dick though,
and he liked it.
Yeah.
He's waiting on French Alley Cat. You know that you said you can't
said
wait.
French Alley Cat. wait. Before we go, what's the plan?
I just wanted to get some information from
you. Oh, information?
Oh, my nigga, get the fuck off. We were going to pay for the trip, man.
You were on a fact-finding mission?
Oh, yeah. We can do all that.
Hey, you can have a layover when you go over
there. We can do all that, but
it's Megabus.
It's fine. She has a rule. I mean, last time I talked to her, she had a rule where she can only have like three, I guess.
Three submissives?
Wait. She can have three what? Get the fuck out of here. So she already got, she's full?
Yeah.
She's full of shit. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
but she was also giving me information where I could find someone.
No, she can only, hold on, wait a minute. She has a made up fucking rule that she can only have three submissives at a time.
I tried to ask more about it. She didn't want to give
me
more.
She's scared, dude. She don't really know this shit.
I don't know if she does, right?
She don't know this shit.
She might be too and talking. She knows he gonna come back with a report.
Yeah, and that nigga is serious. Smooth, she can always get Smooth to bullshit because Smooth is so full of shit.
Right. Call his bluff all the time.
And he's gonna be scared.
She knows
he's not really a 300 type nigga.
This young nigga start asking questions.
He could be a 300 nigga.
This nigga start asking questions.
So how far deep does it have to go in?
Like real shit. And she's like, I'm gonna refer you.
Right.
You know, like
yeah. She got scared.
My calendar's booked.
I'm
up right
calling
there.
First Alley Cat out now.
Yeah.
You're scared, First Alley Cat.
Come on, girl.
This little young dude in here trying to turn himself out.
He trying to learn the ways.
Yeah. So she gave me some information.
What kind of information about how to be a slave?
No. More to understand the importance of communicating with.
As she shuts you off and doesn't want to talk about it.
Right. Here, read this by yourself.
Anything I ask, she'll answer it to me.
What if this is part of the training and you're supposed to rebel? Like she's trying to get you to like fight back.
Oh, damn. That could be true.
Next level.
And you're just so corny. You're like, yes, ma'am. You didn't realize you're already in.
Right.
She's like, so when do we start? First that again? Like, we already did.
Paint the fence, nigga. Wax on? Wax off.
I'm sure this is going to come up in the premium. Too funny to let go all the way go.
This nigga been training and didn't even know it.
Listeners, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes we'll just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.